O Lord, open thou my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now,
God, who hast made this most holy night to shine with the brightness of the true light, grant, we beseech thee, that as we have known on earth the mysteries of that light, we may also come to the fullness of its joys in heaven. Through faith in Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, our Lord and only Savior, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Your devout attention is now directed to the reading of Scripture in Matthew chapter 1 concerning the conception and birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This account is in Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25, as follows. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Thus far the Holy Scriptures. We now confess our most holy Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As you follow along and hear from even our littlest children the Christmas gospel in all of its sweetness, please remember that these glad tidings are not really from them. They merely have the great privilege, as did the heavenly messengers on that first Christmas night, to bear the good news of God's goodwill to sinful men, to us, who otherwise would have no joy to celebrate and no hope to claim, but only the terror of God's justice to look forward to. Even though these recitations are being presented by our children, what they have to say is not kid stuff. The significance of Jesus coming into the world on that first Christmas night is absolutely critical to our salvation from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Indeed, if Jesus had not been given by God as his Christmas gift to all the world, there would be no peace on earth, no peace with God, and no hope of heaven as our inheritance of grace. Please remember. Please give your attention to God's plan of salvation for you and for all wretched sinners as we share it with you this evening.
Christmas is so much more than a midwinter holiday full of parties, decorations, and gifts. People who celebrate Christmas in that way really miss the whole point. Christmas is really the festival of the greatest gift ever given, the gift of God's only begotten Son, the Savior, Christ the Lord, to earn righteousness for the unrighteous, forgiveness for the unforgivable, salvation for the lost, and hope for the hopeless, to be the propitiation or perfect payment for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world, so that God could declare peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
When Adam and Eve disobeyed God in the Garden of Eden, they sinned and brought upon themselves his wrath and displeasure, as well as the ultimate consequence of sin, sin's wages, eternal death in hell. They also brought sin and its consequences upon all mankind after them, so that every human being conceived and born of sinful parents is by nature sinful. Without rescue from this hopeless state, every sinner is doomed to death, for God says through the prophet Ezekiel, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die."
Although God in eternity already foresaw man's sin and self-destruction, yet in mercy, the Father loved his fallen creatures in Christ and gave his only begotten Son, John 3, verse 16, as his Christmas gift to us and to all the world. In view of Christ's perfect satisfaction of divine justice, God graciously reconciled the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 19. Considering this best Christmas gift ever given, we gratefully declare with St. Paul, thanks be unto God for this unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians 9:15.
When Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden, God promised to send them a Savior who would crush the devil's head and redeem them from sin and its consequences. Genesis 3, verse 15. From God's perspective, Jesus had completed his redemptive work as the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, as we read in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. And in Christ, God had, in eternity already, forgiven the sins of the world, for the sake of his son's perfect satisfaction of divine justice. 2 Corinthians 5:19.
But God had not yet in time sent his only begotten son into the world. 1 John 4, verse 9. Instead, the Savior's coming was foretold in clear prophecies or promises of the coming events until the fullness of the time came for their fulfillment. Galatians 4, verse 4. But the Bible tells us that God's forgiveness for Jesus' sake was received by Old Testament believers through faith, which trusted his promises and laid hold on the marriage which, as far as God was concerned, Jesus had already won for them according to his eternal decree of redemption. In God's mind, they had already been redeemed. Therefore, in God's mind, they had already been forgiven.
In the very first prophecy of the Savior, God said he would send a woman's seed who would destroy the devil's power to bind mankind in slavery to sin and in the bondage of damnation. God promised this same seed to Abraham, saying that his seed would be a blessing to all the nations of the earth. Genesis 22, verse 18, the Savior of the whole world.
In time, God added still other promises proclaimed to his people by such prophets as Isaiah and Jeremiah. In these prophecies, God provided a more detailed information about his anointed seed, his Messiah, his chosen Redeemer, so that he would be easily recognized when he arrived. Finally, after 4,000 years of prophecy, when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son. Galatians 4, verse 4, Emmanuel, God with us. Matthew 1, verse 23.
Thank you.
it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city.
And Joseph said unto them, and Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Jesus came from heaven to win over Satan and from sin. Now we have a home above, thank the Lord by God's great love. Oh, the joy, the honest blessing, when by faith we have his blessing.
And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and they were sore afraid. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And so it was that while they were there, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Thank you.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger.
And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them.
Though they had been sore afraid when God's angel first appeared to them, no doubt expecting a message of God's wrath because of their sins, to their great joy, the trembling shepherds on Bethlehem's field heard the sweet comfort of the gospel, the glad tidings of salvation in Christ Jesus, the babe of Bethlehem, the good news that banishes also our fear and brings joy to our hearts, when we cling in humble, childlike confidence to its promises of forgiveness, life, and salvation as God's free gift for Christ's sake.
The peace on earth of which the angels sang is not temporal peace among the nations, as many today foolishly believe. Jesus himself said that in the last times there will be wars and rumors of wars and distress among the nations with perplexity. The angels sang of spiritual peace, peace created by God's goodwill towards sinful men. This is peace on God's terms, who reconciled the world unto himself, having forgiven the sins of all mankind on account of Christ's vicarious atonement. All who trust in Jesus' merits alone for salvation have that peace with God in heaven. For St. Paul writes in Romans 5, verse 1, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. May that peace be yours and mine, today and always, by faith in him.
The Apostle Paul writes, I speak not by commandment, but to prove the sincerity of your love. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. Let me be thine forever, O Christ child, sweet and dear. Uphold me with thy mercy, and be thou ever near. From thee I gladly all receive, and what is mine to thee I give. My heart, my soul, and all I own, let these be thine alone. Amen. Let my prayers be set forth before thee as incense,
and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For
O thou God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whose grace we again celebrate the birth of our Savior, we come into thy presence with holy joy, for thou hast gloriously fulfilled thy promises given to our first parents after the fall, to the patriarchs, to Moses and the prophets, and to all thy people of old, who waited in hope for the salvation of Israel. Accept, we beseech thee, our humble tribute of praise and thanksgiving, and grant that through the birth of thy Son we may be born again in the Spirit unto the blessed hope of everlasting life. O Jesus, thou Son of God, we bless thee for becoming flesh of our flesh, and for enriching us with inestimable gifts from the treasures of thy grace. Thou hast made reconciliation for iniquity, so that now we have peace with God and access to the Father by faith in thee. Thou didst become the Son of Man that we might be made the children of God in Thee. Bestow upon us a simple childlike faith, that in Thy lowliness we may adore Thee. And give us grace to behold the glory shining through the veil of Thy humanity, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Speak to us the words of life, that as Thou hast loved us, so we may also love Thee. Be our light in darkness, our abundance in want, and our very present help in trouble. And as Thou didst descend from heaven to earth for our salvation, so may we have power to ascend from earth to heaven to the glory of Thy great and adorable name. O Holy Spirit, we praise Thee for Thy comfort and guidance. Incline our hearts to meditate devoutly on the sublime mystery of the Nativity, and enable us to embrace in faith our Redeemer as our most precious possession. Fill our hearts with peace and comfort and hope and life and joy in Him. Let us so keep the feast that at its close, with Thy benediction upon us, we may resume the burdens of our several callings, rejoicing in our salvation and delighting to do Thy will. O Holy Trinity, who wouldst be praised for mercy rather than for judgment, we glorify Thee, for Thou hast had respect unto the lowly. Let Thy covenant of peace endure forevermore, that we may rejoice in Thee, world without end. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Silent are, for all the night.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.